Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. You can promote your confessional Lutheran church and support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by becoming a congregational sponsor. When your church pledges $1,000, we'll publicize your congregation on the podcast, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. Learn more on the support donate page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Become an Issues Etc. congregational sponsor. The teaching of the Trinity is, it's in Scripture, very, very clear. There's no doubt about it. Jesus commands us to make disciples by baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He speaks of the Father, he speaks of himself as the Son, and he speaks of the Holy Spirit. And the teaching there is very clear. We have a God that is one God, three persons. Beyond that, we really lose the ability to explain things. So how do you teach the mystery of the Trinity, the triune God, to children? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're going to talk about the children and the Trinity on this Friday afternoon. Deaconess Mary Murby joins us. She is a Lutheran pastor's wife and mother of six children in Blackwell, Oklahoma, and author of the new children's book, Trinity for Tots. Mary, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you for having me.
Is the mystery of the triune God beyond a child's understanding?
Well, when you read a good mystery, like a novel, there are clues along the way, but some things just have to be revealed at the end. Thanks be to God that Jesus himself explains the Trinity. In the Great Commission, he is very clear that there is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God with one name. So I think that it's difficult to say that anyone understands the Trinity, but we get to grasp the mystery that God has revealed to us about himself. And that is actually the terminology I use in the book. Let's explore the mystery. And I will quote a couplet for you. One God, though it's hard to explain how three talk together and share one name. So thanks be to God that salvation does not come from understanding, and yet the Lord works understanding through his word, which pastors and parents use, and then faith grasps God and his word, and all who have faith of any age are blessed to consider God's teaching on the Blessed Trinity.
Christians often attempt to describe the Trinity with analogies, well-intended, often fall grossly short. Why don't you do so when teaching the Trinity to children?
Often analogies are not as clear as we hope they'll be, and they can be very difficult to come up with just in daily conversation. Analogies also only go so far. Everyone reaches an age, typically when you start testing boundaries, when you start testing analogies. And so I think that analogies can actually sort of introduce a childlike element that isn't necessary. Teaching about the Trinity has to do with eternal truths explicitly from God's word. And God reveals that he is more and different than anything we can find on earth. It makes me think of the witch from the C.S. Lewis book, The Silver Chair. The witch asks, perhaps the children's imagination turned a cat into a bigger, greater version called Aslan. Well, the doctrine of the Trinity is well beyond human imagination, and I think it's just beyond earthly analogies. Yes, Scripture uses analogy, but you'll note that it doesn't use analogies about who God is or who we worship. That seems to be pretty straightforward.
Why is it helpful to teach the Trinity from the Sunday morning service?
God's divine service towards us, gathering us together around him and giving us his word, his forgiveness, his body and blood, these establish a foundation unlike anything else, no matter what your age. And the church has given us perfect tools to learn about the Trinity in the invocation, the creeds, and the blessings. God has revealed who he is as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the church confesses it back to him, delighting in that reality and also teaching it to each generation. Then, Christian parents, and really as brothers and sisters in Christ, on our own, we also study scripture, the catechism, the hymnal. We do what we can to share God's words and his revelation about himself. And sometimes that means learning simple ways to talk about things, simple ways to introduce things to our children. And that's what so many religious Christian books are for, just to help supplement as children grow into the blessings of divine service.
What do children need to know about God the Father?
In my book, I start by talking about what the one God does together. These are things typically associated with God the Father, like creating the world, reaching out to save the world, sending us his word, and showing law and gospel. And then I offer a few things specific to each person in the Trinity. So about the Father, I said, the Father gives us every gift. He's mighty strong, with mercy swift. The Father sent his only Son, God's Word made flesh, salvation won.
What do children need to know about God the Son?
The Word made flesh comes to us all, the baby born in humble stall. Jesus lived and died for me, that I may praise the Trinity. Christian children often learn a lot about Jesus, thanks be to God. But as parents, as the community of believers, we can help them to remember that the Bible isn't just about Jesus. It is Jesus of the Trinity. So we should not set Jesus' words against the Bible, against the Word of God, just as we shouldn't pretend that the Holy Spirit speaks out against the Bible. The Bible is the word of the triune God. And the Bible, the Word, the Trinity, they all always go together.
What do children need to know about God the Holy Spirit?
The Spirit brings us God's own word. He gives us faith through what is heard. One God gives us all we need, his Son and Spirit, his word and deed. Now, is there more that can be said? Sure, absolutely. Parents start raising their children and teaching them about the Trinity in Sunday worship. I also really recommend a daily confession of the Apostles' Creed. This book that I've written also helps parents to feel comfortable talking about it in that sort of entry-level language of young children. And then as they grow, into Luther's Small Catechism on the Creed, which is fabulously Trinitarian.
What do we mean when we talk about the Holy Trinity?
We mean the God who reveals himself in the Old and New Testament. It has been difficult through the years speaking of him with clarity, so the church has carefully constructed three ecumenical creeds so we can be detailed and accurate. And those creeds are great, and everyone should learn them and confess them with joy. But I think there's been a little bit of a tendency where parents are speaking less about the Trinity. I think that the Trinity is also something that we should talk about in the home, even with young children. And simple language really can handle that fine. God comes to us through words, and parents get to use those words too, so that our children can have faith to share the faith that we have.
How should we connect the children's baptism to the Trinity in our children's understanding?
Children are baptized into the Trinity. Children enter into a relationship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And just as baptism affects us our whole lives long as something we never outgrow, the Trinity will also always be our God. Not because we are good at reaching out toward him or because we can in some way imagine what he would like or it's not about our imagination, but him coming to us in his words, in baptism and the Lord's Supper, because he is the one who has redeemed us, purchased and won us, so that we can be his own and live under him in his kingdom.
Why is it important to teach our children, as you have mentioned here several times, to confess the Trinity?
Children have faith as a gift from God. So it's important to teach them that their faith is in whom? Faith toward what? Jesus said in the Great Commission, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." And Jesus is the great teacher of the Trinity. He says, "As you go, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you." But I'm afraid sometimes we are quicker to say that is about the nations rather than our children, but it is a great blessing that we get to teach our children, our communities, all that God has revealed to us in his word. To confess Christ, you really need to confess the Trinity. And to confess the Trinity, you really need to confess Christ.
You have dipped into portions of this book in the course of our conversation, but if you would, why don't you read the entire book, Trinity for Tots, for us?
I would love to. Thank you. Glory to the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, three in one, always one, yet always three. Let's explore the mystery. Almighty God says, "Worship me," and Jesus names him, one, two, three. Father, Holy Spirit, Son, they tell us what our God has done. The Trinity gave life and earth, then hope, salvation, and new birth. The Bible shows God's law and grace. God speaks his word to the human race. The Father gives us every gift. He's mighty strong with mercy swift. Father sent his only Son. God's word made flesh, salvation won. The word made flesh comes to us all. The baby born in humble stall. Jesus lived and died for me that I may praise the Trinity. The Spirit brings us God's own word. He gives us faith through what is heard. One God gives us all we need, his Son and Spirit, his word and deed. We praise and worship God above, give thanks for mercy, salvation, and love. Three in one and one in three, that's our God, the Trinity. One God, though it's hard to explain how three talk together and share one name. Nothing is like him. That is a fact. Let's agree to leave it at that. Creator, Redeemer, and Spirit most holy, we thank you and praise you and worship you only. Glory to the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, three in one.
Finally, then, how can children and their parents benefit from Trinity for Tots?
I think that combining scriptural teaching with time together is really the best thing we can do. Showing that the faith is important to us as adults is how the children learn that the faith is important to them both now and always.
Deaconess Mary Murby is a Lutheran pastor's wife and mother of six children in Blackwell, Oklahoma. She's author of the new children's book, Trinity for Tots. You can purchase Trinity for Tots at issuesetc.org. Click Talk On Demand Archives. Mary, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks to Pastor Carl Hess and Emmaus Lutheran Church in Redmond, Oregon, for recently joining our congregational sponsorship program. Many churches are planning their budgets now for a new fiscal year on July 1st. Find out the benefits of becoming an Issues Etc. congregational sponsor on the support donate page at issuesetc.org. Or give us a call, 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385. Dr. Richard Bilbro will be with us. He has authored a new book titled Reading the Times, A Literary and Theological Inquiry into the News. We'll talk about Christians and the news. Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. You can promote your confessional Lutheran church and support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by becoming a congregational sponsor. When your church pledges $1,000, we'll publicize your congregation on the podcast, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. Learn more on the support donate page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Become an Issues Etc. congregational sponsor.
Not everyone is comfortable with new technology. Dial A Podcast gives all generations of your congregation an easy way to hear your sermons or even devotionals and Bible studies. Once you've completed a simple one-time setup, we take care of the rest. All your congregants have to do is dial the number from any phone to listen to your latest podcast, all at no additional cost to them. Dial A Podcast. Extend the reach of your sermons. Get started at dialapodcast.com now.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Is your school or homeschool ready to take the next step in teaching students with learning challenges? We can help. The Simply Classical curriculum, voted number one for special learners, is available from Memoria Press for students with autism, learning disabilities, or Down syndrome. We provide everything you need for a full year. Use promo code LPR21 at simplyclassical.com. Simplyclassical.com.
Do you know any military veterans in your church or community? Do you have a passion to support and reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Then Operation Barnabas is for you. Called by Christ's love, Operation Barnabas engages, empowers, and equips LCMS faith communities to provide hope, healing, and support to military-connected persons living in their community. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces.